June, 1871. Atlantic City. Opal Cahill sat, her book forgotten in her lap, before the fourth-story window at the hotel, and marveled at the gas lamps on the street below, extending far into the distance. If she could live in a hotel like this, it would be a dream. She closed her eyes and shook her head. That was more of a fantasy than hoping to live the kind of life that she read about out west in the dime store novels. At least, that's what her cousin Dudley called it when she talked about the West. A fantasy. When Opal's father had passed on last November, she'd had nowhere to go. But Dudley, her cousin and childhood friend, arrived at the funeral. She hadn't seen him in 5 years, since they were 14, and he'd dressed like a respectable gentleman. He'd promised her that if she found herself in dire straits, she could call on him, and he would take care of her as a sister. And that's what he'd done. They moved about frequently and lived in shacks more often than they stayed in hotels like this. All the while, Dudley searching for a job in Atlantic City. At least, that's what he'd said he'd been doing, but she had begun to suspect the last 2 weeks that he was gambling instead of searching. Staying in a hotel like this was finer than she was used to. Part of her felt more comfortable and more at home in the shacks. Her discomfort was the reason she'd always carried a derringer and a billy stick in her bag. She already understood life was dangerous, and her cousins had taught her to be prepared for the worst. She let out a breath and closed her novel and stood. Then, when she turned toward her bed, the door to the hotel suite crashed open, and Dudley rushed in. Opal pulled the hotel robe tighter around her nightclothes, her heart racing at the surprise. Then she saw his face. His right eye was swollen, and a black bruise grew bigger around the socket. She sucked in a gasp. "Dudley, what's happened? What's going on?" He shook his head at her and continued forward until he reached their carpet bags.
"Pack your things. We're getting out of here, Opal. Right now."
"What happened to you? Are you hurt?"
He turned and looked at her through his one eye, with fear burning in the iris.
"Now, Opal, we need to go."
She blinked twice, and then hopped into action. It didn't take much to dress quickly in the other room and grab the few things she had and throw them into her carpet bag. When she headed toward the stairs, Dudley stopped her. He shook his head.
"We're going this way."
She frowned when he pointed to the dumbwaiter.
"What do you mean?"
"You go down first, and then when you get to the bottom, send the dumbwaiter back up. Count to 20, and then lower it back down with me in it."
"This is ridiculous." She rested her hands on her hips. "Do you plan on explaining what's going on?"
He grabbed hold of her cheeks.
"Cousin, I love your spunk, but right now I need you to just trust me and do as I say. I'll explain everything once we're safe."
A shiver ran through her. That meant they weren't safe right now. She clenched her jaw and pursed her lips, and then climbed in the small space of the dumbwaiter. Slowly, she descended in the pitch-black darkness. At first, she strained her eyes, trying to see anything, but she soon gave up. She began to pray, unsure of whether God heard the prayers of gamblers.